Avadyne introduces a new digital autopilot for the rest of us. If you want a deal on a Continental engine, this might be your week. And Armadillo and Mastin pick up their big checks today. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. And welcome to Tampa, Florida and AOPA Summit 2009. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, November 5th, 2009. If you've been wowed by the capabilities and user-friendliness of Avadyne's new Integra Release 9 flight deck, but the required outlay for your Cirrus SR20 or 22 just isn't in the cards right now, you'll want to visit Avadyne at the AOPA Summit and see Release 8 and the new DFC-90, an attitude-based digital flight control system. Like the DFC-100 that goes with Release 9, the DFC-90 is on track for certification and delivery in the middle of next year. Avadyne CEO Patrick Hergeth explained the DFC-90. Quote, "Since our announcement of the DFC-100 for Integra Release 9 earlier this year, we have gotten tremendous interest from our installed base of Integra owners about an attitude-based autopilot solution for them that did not require the expense of the Release 9 major upgrade. Now these customers, who are perfectly happy with their Integra displays, have access to all the added benefits of an attitude-based digital autopilot," unquote. The DFC-90's MSRP is right at $10,000 U.S. and requires Integra Release 8. Physically, it's designed to slide right in the tray that's now holding your S-Tech 55X controller. Get more detail in the text version of this story, dated November 4th, at aero-news.net. Teledyne Continental Motors has announced a limited-time AOPA Summit special on engines purchased through this Sunday, whether you do it at the show or not. Eligible factory-new and factory-rebuilt aftermarket engines include $2,500 off on model 550 and 520 power plants and $2,000 off on 470, 360, 240, and 200 engines, excluding the lightweight 0200. TCM President Rhett Ross commented, quote, "We hope that this incentive will encourage TCM operators to purchase their replacement engine now, before the tax benefits of the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act expire in December," unquote. While they won't force you to come to Tampa to get the deal, TCM will have a display here. They've made it official. NASA will award $1.65 million in prize money today to a pair of innovative aerospace companies that successfully simulated landing a spacecraft on the moon and lifting off again. NASA's Centennial Challenges program will give $1 million first prize to Mastin Space Systems of Mojave, California, and $500,000 for second place to Armadillo Aerospace of Rockwall, Texas, for their Northrop Grumman Lunar Lander Challenge flights. The competition was managed by the XPRIZE Foundation, with Northrop as a commercial sponsor. Level 2 of the competition required the landers to lift off and climb vertically to 50 meters, translate laterally until over a second pad, descend vertically and land accurately, and demonstrate 180 seconds of endurance. While Armadillo got qualifying flights done first with its Scorpius vehicle on September 12th in Texas, Mastin's Zoe vehicle was much more accurate in its flights last Friday, coming down within an average of 7.5 inches of its target versus 34 inches for the Scorpius. An award ceremony for the winning teams will be held at noon today in room 2325 of the Rayburn House office building in Washington, D.C. Up next on ANN, pilots distracted by laptops have produced another proposed federal law. PS Engineering's new intercom is better and cheaper. And the FAA rejects a curfew at Bob Hope Airport. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for November 5th. I'm Paul Plack. You knew this was coming. The chair of the U.S. Senate Transportation Aviation Subcommittee says he's working on a bill that would ban all personal electronic devices in airliner cockpits. Senator Byron Dorgan, a North Dakota Democrat, says the bill is intended to prevent another incident like the one that occurred on Northwest Flight 188, when pilots blamed distractions caused in part by laptop computers for overshooting Minneapolis by 150 miles. Dorgan tells the Associated Press he intends to introduce the bill in about a week, but expects his bill to be folded into a larger aviation bill already pending before the Senate later in the session. He says he expects no opposition to the measure. Quote, "We now understand from this flight at least that this can happen, and there ought to be a more clear understanding by everyone in the cockpit that there is a national standard that would prohibit this, and they need to take it seriously," unquote. Electronic flight bags would be exempted. PS Engineering is not at all ashamed of its legacy PMA 6000 audio control system, noting that the unit's introduction in 1995 took audio panels from, quote, "a collection of switches added as an afterthought to a multi-talented inter-system focal point for cockpit audio," unquote. But pride's not standing in the way of product improvement. PS picked this week to debut the PMA 6000B, smaller, lighter, and with everything interfaced to the aircraft through a single 44-pin connector. A sleek bezel is populated with tactile elastomeric push buttons, and a single concentric knob pair controls the volume and voice-activated squelch level for the four-place intercom. Company founder Mark Schuer notes it's even cheaper than the original, which typically has a street price around $1,300 with the Mark and Beacon receiver. MSRP on the Bean model is $1,195 in that form, or $1,095 without the Beacon. Quote, "We've been able to cut costs, improve reliability and utility, and offer full performance in an entry-level audio panel while maintaining FAA certification," unquote. The PMA 6000B is on the shelf now at PS Engineering's approved dealers. As expected, the FAA has rejected a proposed ban on night operations at Bob Hope Airport in Burbank, California, saying the ban would harm the nation's air transportation system. NIMBYs have been trying for years to force night traffic off on other airports around the valley. The FAA gave airport management, which was on the side of the NIMBYs, credit for meeting two of six requirements for a ban, agreeing that enough opportunity was provided for comment from the public and that the ban would not be discriminatory. But the agency said it failed to explain how it would maintain safe and efficient use of the navigable airspace, show that a nighttime curfew would not create an undue burden on interstate or foreign commerce, and did not prove that the proposed restriction does not create an undue burden on the national aviation system. The 42-page decision starts off with a statement that says, quote, "This is a final decision of the administrator for purposes of judicial review," unquote. So it's your move, Burbank. Still ahead, SpaceX says it's ready with everything but a launch date. Gamma elects a new chairman. And she keeps on flying, even with a bun in the oven. You're listening to Aero News.
You hear that sound? It's one of the all-time great inventions. Takes lids off cans just like that. But now, let's picture something even bigger. A tool that can take the lid off a whole airport. Actually, thousands of airports. It's a Garmin WAS GPS. Lets you make glide path approaches using runways that were once closed tight during IFR conditions. Hey, if you're gonna fly in the soup, you gotta have an opener. Garmin WAS GPS. Follow the leader.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, November 5th. I'm Paul Plack. Space Exploration Technologies, a.k.a. SpaceX, has requested a February 2nd launch date for the first flight of the Falcon 9 heavy lift launch vehicle from Kennedy Space Center. The Air Force 45th Space Wing says that won't work. There's already a launch scheduled that day. Space News reports that the Falcon 9's first flight is 2 years behind schedule. The requested February launch is supposed to be a demonstration flight that will carry a prototype cargo-carrying spacecraft. There's no word yet on when the Air Force might be able to accommodate SpaceX. The Board of Directors of the General Aviation Manufacturers Association has elected Robert Wilson, President of Honeywell Business and General Aviation, as Gamma's chairman for 2010. Wilson previously served as vice chairman and chairman of its technical policy committee. John Rosenvallen, president and CEO of Dassault Falcon Jet, was voted in as vice chairman. He'll also continue to serve as chairman of the Securities Issue Committee through the coming year. While only a month away from having her first baby, supermodel Gisele Bündchen, wife of New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady, has passed her private pilot written exam and continues flying helicopters several times a week. Keith Douglas, president of Shoreline Aviation in Marshfield, Massachusetts, says the 29-year-old Brazilian supermodel is, quote, very dedicated. She flies at least 3 days a week. Flying a helicopter isn't easy. It's a handful because you can't stop flying and just cruise. But she's doing great, unquote. People magazine reports doctors are not concerned. Douglas says he expects Gisele to take her check ride next week. I wonder if having a lower CG makes controlling a helicopter easier. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, 2008 CFI of the Year Max Trescott discusses what additional training VLJ pilots will need to satisfy both the FAA and common sense. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.